I'm gonna tell y'all a story. A story you likely won't never believe. But as God is my witness, every word I speak is the truth. I get it, though. I wouldn't believe it myself neither if I wasn't there. You see, life on the farm is pretty simple. Up before sunrise to milk the cows, then feed them along with the chickens and hogs and horses, clean out the stables and sties, plant and harvest the crops when the time comes, and near constant tinkering with that old piece of shit tractor I got at auction. Then, to bed early to start it all over again the next day. Heck, the most excitement we ever got was when the postman delivered a Victoria's Secret catalog by mistake. That was a doozy of a weekend, I'll tell you what. But this was a normal day. No nudie catalogs to distract me. The sun was a-shining. I was hauling a couple of buckets of slop to the barn for the hogs when I saw it. Thought I ate some bad bacon or something. I blinked a few times, but it was still there. A message. A message in a spider web. Now I know what you're thinking. I'm not very smart, so I must be an idiot. I ain't got no education, but I can read a lot of stuff. Even stuff that ain't got no pictures. And this was a message. It said, "Hey, babe. I know. But I swear, on my dead mama's grave, that web said, babe." Now, I laughed it off and went to give the hogs their slop before they started getting disgruntled. Oddity or not, I still needed to get my chores done. Farm work don't stop just because some strange shit happens. I mean, no crop circles never stop to harvest. Why would a goddamn message in a spider web? Let me tell you, them hogs was hungry by the time I got there, I tell you what. I cleaned up the pen while I was at it and headed back to the shed. And I swear on my ugly, dead mama's grave, that web had a new message. This time it said, "Sexy beast." I mean, the first one could have been anything. Maybe the spider thought my name was Babs and said babe instead. But this was clear. I thought the goddamn spider was into bestiality or some shit, and I was not having it. I took a broom and I swept that goddamn web away. I don't need that kind of depraved bullshit on my farm. I got my wheelbarrow from the shed, and on my way back to the barn, I'll be goddamned if there wasn't a new message from that bitch. It just said, "WTF." I said, "Listen here, you eight-legged Jezebel. I ain't got no time for no depraved bullshit on my farm. I'm a God-fearing Christian, and we don't do that voodoo bullshit here." Mind you, I felt a bit foolish for yelling at a goddamn spider, but I was madder than a wet hen. It was a scorcher that day. 99 in the shade kind of weather. I live alone and miles away from anyone else, so I took my shirt off while I worked. What do I care if the farm animals sneak a peek? Anyway, I took a break around noon, had me a big old glass of iced tea while sitting on the front porch. And I'll be goddamned, there was a new message. I came over to read it and it said, "Hot stuff." I thought she was commentating on the weather. I said, "Sure is, ma'am. I might could cool off in that there water trough now that I think of it." So I got fully undressed for God and all to see, and I got in that water trough. Woo boy, did it feel good. Cooled me right down to the core, but I needed to get back to work. No rest for the weary. So I got out and started walking toward the barn, and I swear on my fat, ugly, dead mama's grave, That minx of a spider had a new message. It said, "Some bod." That message could only mean one thing. I said, "Are you commentating on my private area?" I don't really know what I expected the goddamn spider to say, but I ain't never seen a spider weave a web so damn fast. The message changed to, "Touch it." I said, "Now you just wait a goddamn minute, you arachnoid slut. You want me to rub myself right here for God and all the farm animals to see?" Just then, a sharp breeze blew through and gave my privates a good tingle. Just enough time for that harlot spider to weave, "Yes." I won't lie, it was tempting. I never did do nothing crazy like having some one-on-one time in the outdoors. But it seemed wrong, and I could feel my stupid, fat, ugly, dead mama's eyes on me. I looked up again, and that sexy damn spider changed her message again. "Do it." That's all it said. Well, by then, I was hotter than a billy goat's ass in a pepper patch, I'll tell you what. I said, "Mama, close your goddamn eyes." And I started rubbing myself. I ain't never rubbed so fast in my life, and I didn't give no bother who watched. That spider was a-weaving again, and when I looked up, her web said, "So good." Not gonna lie, that message made me even hotter. I was loving on myself faster and faster and working up quite a sweat. Felt so good to be juicing my lemon out in the open, though, and I was about ready to spill the juice. I looked up, and my lusty-legged lady had given me the go-ahead. "Come for me," her web said. And I did. I came so hard, I spooked the chickens right back into their coop. I never did feel so satisfied, though. Took me a couple minutes to regain my composure. I was covered head to toe in sweat again, and needed another dunk in that there trough. I said, "Thank you, ma'am." When I looked up, her web read, "So dirty." That's about right, I tell you what.